Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and I am here with my brother TJ Jackson. Taj is not here. He's with Taylor.
Yes.
Doctor's appointment, but
yes.
You and I today, T.
Yep.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. It's, what does today say? August 21, 2019. Yep. It's a great day. I'm feeling good.
Weather's pretty good.
The weather is a little warm.
It's all right.
But it's all right. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it. We've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us.
Nice.
Yeah, I just want to get it out
there. Just the disclaimer.
Yeah, we're not going to say who's going to do that. We're just going to do it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Call-in number if you want to call in, contribute to the show, talk about the topic today. The number is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. Don't be shy. Give a call.
And I'll be on Twitter.
You're going to be on Twitter.
I'll be on Twitter. Yeah. So,
all right.
So if you are too shy to call, you can tweet us, and that Twitter handle is at DDJ Foundations. Foundation. So the letter is DDJ, the word is foundation. DDJ, at DDJ Foundation.
That's right. All right. You said it was Wednesday, October. Wednesday, August 21st.
Yes.
2019.
Yes.
How's your week?
My week was pretty good. The main thing... I assume you're in the same situation, or you're a week away, or you already had this last week, but is getting ready for school for the kids. And today was Dee Dee and JoJo's first day of school.
Oh, they're back.
They're back as of this morning. Ugh. And, you know, it's funny because I remember being that age, and summer's the most important thing, you know, in June, in May, you're looking towards your summer. And then once about August hits, you're like, okay, I kind of miss friends. I want to see what my new classroom is going to be like, or my new teacher. So the same thing happened to my girls, where, you know, they're enjoying summer. And I think last week, they're like eager to get back to school.
And that'll last for about 2-3 weeks.
Maybe a little longer, but yeah, you get the point. It's not going to last all year. Yeah, maybe it will. Maybe it will.
The new year is always fun in school for the first couple of weeks, because you got new books, new friends, new...
It's all fun.
Yeah. Seating arrangements, all of that's different. And then once you settle into the routine, it's the same old thing.
And in Dee Dee's case, she just started middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in sixth grade with sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. And I mean, it's no secret, if you listen to the show, that I've kind of slowly been toying with the idea of homeschooling.
Right.
For various reasons. But, and Dee Dee knows that. She's not eager about that. She really wants to do at least middle school, but she's respectful of it. And I told her, when I said goodbye to her this morning on her first day of middle school, I basically said there's going to be a lot of knuckleheads, lot of distractions, a lot of kids that may do the wrong thing, but you know right from wrong. And if I hear or see anything, I'm not trying to scare you, but I will probably be taking you out. So you better be on your best behavior. You better be respectful, and you better be thankful that you're here.
Yeah.
And she gave me a hug and said, thank you, Daddy, and we'll see how long that lasts.
So. Yeah, we thought about we thought about homeschooling Bryce.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever asked him?
We actually thought about possibly switching schools for him.
Okay.
And then homeschooling or switching schools or just staying where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, with the whole diabetes thing, that mm-hmm. changed a lot, because he's just been doing a lot at Nike as well.
Okay.
And then just for change, you know.
Yeah.
But we decided to keep them in the same school.
How did diabetes affect anything? Were you thinking of pulling them out because of the diabetes diagnosis, or
well, if anything, that changed us from looking at another school
to staying.
Yeah, that ruled out another school. Gotcha. Because he's been there his whole life, basically.
Okay.
We know a lot of the teachers there, and we know people there.
So you felt like he'd be in better hands.
Yeah, he's in better hands, and we trust all the people there, so.
Okay.
And it's right down the street, so it's just, that made it easier for us on that decision. And then homeschooling and that, you know, it's a new, just like you said, he's going into middle school now.
So he's in middle school too?
Yeah, they're the same age. Bryce is 1 month older.
No, I know that, but a lot of schools, a lot of districts don't start middle school till 7th grade.
So they don't. I think it's considered middle school, 6, 7, 8.
So a lot of schools, like I know in Corona, it's usually 7th and 8th. But
that's junior high, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8, yeah.
Well, I should say all schools.
I think so, because he gets to wear a different color shirt.
Because he's now
to wear white, blue, and now green.
Same campus,
okay. Same everything.
Cool.
But yeah, so that's cool. Adrian's fine. Adrian's got his buddies there. But yeah, he's gonna be all right.
Okay,
everything's good. Gonna be all right. So we don't start school. They don't start school till next Wednesday.
Okay.
So yeah, we have next week is gonna be their first day of school.
Are they excited?
I think. I think that, yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. I think they are to get back into their, see their new, their friends and see who's new and new teachers, all that. But once it settles in, it's that same old routine.
Okay. So basically our week is pretty much very similar, of course.
Oh, I have one more thing though.
Yes, please.
I went to go see Auntie Janet.
Oh.
Did you see the concert?
Which
her
one?
Show in Vegas?
No.
Yeah.
It was great, though, I'm sure.
I was upset.
Why?
Because I was upset that I went to go see her very last show.
Okay.
So I was actually upset that I didn't see a show earlier because I would have came back and saw more.
Got you.
Yeah.
So cool. No, I know Auntie Janet puts an amazing show on.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Like the tempo of it, and it was just hit after hit after hit after hit. And
incredible. I will say this. She definitely knows how to put on an amazing, enjoyable show.
She has a lot of hits.
Oh, I know.
They just kept, you know, it's funny because she kept coming with the songs and she wasn't even doing like the full song.
Wow.
It was like a verse, then to the bridge, and then to the, like, you know, and then I was like, that's all you're going to do on that one. But then here came another one, you know, and it just kept going.
And the crowd loved it.
Yeah. It was a great show.
Cool.
It was good times.
Good.
So yeah, I was in Vegas for a little bit, and Taj watched the boys.
Okay.
Which was a little, I mean, it was fine with Taj, but that was our first time with leaving Bryce for the night.
Yeah.
So
was Taj nervous? I wish he was here.
Taj was okay. He was okay. Tiana gave, because Bryce gets a shot at night, Tiana gave him that shot.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, Taj didn't do it.
Okay.
But they were fine.
Good.
You know that vibe. That vibe.
Todd.
But yeah, it was good.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, show was good. I flew there. I haven't flown to Vegas in a long time.
Why?
I've always taken a car.
No, not why. Why have you not flown? I'm asking, why did you fly? It's so short.
Well, Bree went a day early with her cousin. They drove up.
Gotcha.
And I stayed. They went up on a Friday.
Gotcha.
And I was with Bryce at Nike that day.
So you flew on Saturday.
And on Saturday I flew. Plus, we didn't want to leave Bryce for 2 nights.
Okay. So and then you drove back.
And then I drove back with Bree, and her cousin went
Makes sense.
Home.
Quick flight.
But that flight is so, like, I don't want to drive anymore.
Really?
There's no point.
Well,
there's really no point.
I don't know.
You don't need a car.
Okay. We got to get on our topic.
I know.
But I want to say this. My friend Scott and I always go back and forth on this because.
There's no point.
You go an hour early. You have to get to the airport, hour drive. You have to be there for an hour early, at least an hour early. So there's 2 hours. Your flight is a third hour, right? So I'm already at 3 hours with the flying process, right?
Yeah, but you have to pay attention when you're flying.
Yeah, see, but I like to just think, okay? And then you have to wait for your bags and get to your location.
If you have bags.
If you have bags. But you have to exit the airport and get to your location. And I'm going to round that up to a fourth hour because you should be an hour. That's 4 hours.
Not at all.
Whereas driving's basically
five.
Five from here.
Five at
but
least.
But we're, okay.
You're closer.
Yeah.
But
all right.
I don't know. I'm a fan of flying now.
Okay. Right. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
It's worth it. You get there, you relax.
I'm not mad at that.
All right.
Let's get into our show. Yes, because we could talk all day.
So this is our show is 15 Ways to Become a Better Person.
Part two.
We went 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I believe, 15.
There is 15.
So let's try to get through 6.
But first, we should recap.
Yeah, we're going to recap.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's see if you remember any of
them. Well, I'm looking at the list.
Oh, you cheated.
So, and I wouldn't have remembered any. I'll be honest.
Really? Not even the boxing clue?
If you gave me a clue, I may have pulled it out. But my mind, I wish it did. And maybe in time I'll work on that. It doesn't retain information like it should, at least from the conscious level. Hmm. I believe subconsciously it's in there and it's quick to re-trigger. But in terms of being able to re-say what I learned or what I remember is not there. For instance, yesterday Rio had his first soccer practice, right? So he's 4 years old. He has his first soccer practice and he says to the coach, coach, we have a problem. Right. Mm-hmm. And he points to the goal and he says, there's a hole in the goal. So if I kick it through, it's going to go out and it's not going to count. Right.
Uh-huh.
So he's saying this and he's saying it with a lot of seriousness because he doesn't go to classes. So he's not really around kids a lot.
Uh-huh.
But Frances and I were talking about it, and she's like, I'll never forget that. You know, that's something I'll always have in my mind is how serious he was. And it got me sad because literally in 2 months, I will forget that story.
Really?
In 2 to 3 months, I will. Most likely.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say it sounds familiar, but I wouldn't be able to say, like, get back to that actual...
You can't remember where you were.
Visual. Unless it's a very, like serious thing, I don't retain...
Recall stuff like that.
Simple, great moments.
You record or retain anything?
Some, Terrell, but like... a millisecond, like I'll be able to say it was there. I remember it was hot, you know, but I won't be able to remember that instant. I don't think so. Maybe because I'm talking about it, I will. But if I didn't speak about it, no, I wouldn't. I remember laughing at the moment, but that was just yesterday. I wouldn't, don't think I will remember that situation in 3 months unless I keep talking about it.
That's very interesting.
And it's not fun though. It makes me feel. It annoys me because I feel like I'm missing, you know, we talked about this though, you know, because then there's good and bad things that I forget about that I really just don't retain and it doesn't really hold me down.
Mostly with stories?
Just incidences. I think if there's a drastic thing, like, you know, there's some things I remember. I remember some things. I just don't remember a lot of things. And I know you have a great memory, so you will remember a lot.
I do.
My mind doesn't
Sometimes
work like
that. Sometimes it's a problem though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It has its pros and cons, but it's interesting because I just don't. And I don't know if that's what the reason is, but it's something I do want to look into.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So I wouldn't I wouldn't remember the 5, but we could go over them real quick.
Well, let's refresh your memory.
Okay.
Number 1 is compliment yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one? When you wake up.
Yeah.
Say something nice, kind about yourself.
It's important to do that so you could start your day off right and with a positive mindset.
There you go. That was number 1. Number 2, don't make excuses.
Yeah. That's very important.
Basically, you got to stand in your truth and deal with things and own it.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying. Own it.
Yes, sir.
Number 3 was the boxing one. Running and boxing.
So basically getting it out?
Yeah. Let go of anger.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that one.
4 was huge for me. Practice forgiveness.
Yes, that's a big one.
Yeah, we talked about Bohannon.
Yes, the Bohannon situation. But if for no other reason than for yourself, forgive to untether yourself from the negative experiences of the past. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 5 was be honest and direct. That's the last one we did, obviously. And it was basically, we were talking about just being straightforward and speaking your truth and knowing what you want and being honest about it instead of keeping it in.
I love
it. Got to communicate.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that was the first 5. Let's do 6, 7, 8, 9
okay.
And 10 if you can.
Okay. I'm gonna start with 6.
There you go.
6 is be helpful. Whether giving up your seat to an elderly person on the subway, assisting a coworker on a project, or carrying in the groceries when your spouse comes back from the store, being helpful is one of the easiest and most effective ways to practice becoming a better person. I found that the more I help others, the better I feel about myself and everyone around me. Mm-hmm. And what I've enjoyed, obviously, I think we all were raised to give back and help. That's obvious if you listen to the show. But what I've really grown to really respect and value from doing this show, I don't know which guest, but if it was maybe a combination of guests, but the idea that by doing things for others and giving to others, you actually feel more fulfilled yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different, like, there's so many different joyful sections, I think, of character. It fulfills, you know, the giving back is, it's always good to help someone, but even within yourself, you feel more valuable, because you have changed someone's life for the betterment. And that feeling, even in an own selfish way, is an amazing feeling. And as I've gotten older and practiced that more, that's been an amazing thing in addition to the actual deed of helping someone, is feeling better within myself when I help.
Yeah, I mean, definitely feels better when you help people and give back and open many things for them. You can open doors for people. You can just make people happy.
Yeah.
You know, various ways to help people, and it definitely, you help others, it's definitely going to help yourself.
I have faith that our community helps people. Oh, I know they do.
100%.
But really try to do something today, tomorrow, whenever you first get the chance, to really do something even extra out of the way to help someone. Anything. It could be anything. It could be, like I said, holding the door open. It could be, you know, giving someone a couple dollars, whatever, you know, just find a way.
Just kindness.
But the point I want to make is watch how you feel in doing so. It's a simple act, but you actually feel really good about yourself. And I think that's an important thing to become a better person, is to feel good even within yourself.
Agreed. All right. Should we go to number 7?
Let's do it.
Listen to others. I do not know how to pronounce this.
It's okay. Jeet Banerjee.
As Jeet Banerjee. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
As Jeet Banerjee notes on Lifehack, listening to people and giving everyone a voice is one of the greatest things you can do. He adds that he got to meet some of the most amazing people, close some of the biggest deals, and develop connections that will last me a lifetime, all because I took the time to listen to people. Being a good listener can change your life in a positive manner.
Hmm. I love it. So and so we know Jeet Banerjee is a young entrepreneur. So for those of you who are interested, who is, because I'll be honest, I didn't know who he was. But any first thoughts you have on this?
Yeah, thing? I think listening is important. Everybody talks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can talk. I think it's very, very important to listen and to hear what people are saying and really listen to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are speaking and you want to. I mean, the smartest people, they say, in the room is the ones that are listening.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's got something to say, but be the one that listens. You can learn a lot more about somebody when you listen.
Well, and they say, what's that quote where you learn when you're not talking? You can't learn when you're talking? I don't know if I necessarily, you can learn when you're talking, but basically the point is you're either talking or listening, and the ones who are listening are learning more.
Yeah.
But I think that's again, something that comes down to ego. And I think it's important to make sure you listen to others and try to gain their perspective and be empathetic to their position and how they see things. And by doing so, it will broaden yourself and make you a more full rounded person, which will lead to, like, this whole thing is about, making you a better person. So I'm definitely on board with this.
And there's a difference between hearing and listening to somebody.
Yes.
You know, you really need to. Hearing is like you can hear them. You hear what they're saying. Listening is you're really paying attention.
Yeah.
And
invested.
Yeah.
You're invested in their perspective.
Taking in what they're saying.
Yeah.
So be good listeners and listen to others.
Yeah.
Number 8,
mm-hmm.
Act locally. It may not seem like a big deal, but supporting a local cause, donating clothes, or buying from local farmers markets or businesses are simple ways you can help your specific region. You may not be able to save the world, but you very well can make a difference in your neck of the woods. Get to know and care about your community.
Mm. Well, there's many reasons why I feel this is important. I think giving back is, again, in terms of sectors of yourself as a person, I think giving back is one that oftentimes in our fast-paced society and world gets neglected, but it's perhaps one of the biggest, definitely one of the biggest skills and traits you should be developing. And again, it could be monetary, it could be time, it could be just being there for someone. But I love how this is, because we've had the opportunity, because of 3T, of traveling the world. And by doing this, we have a community that's really global. And many people don't have that opportunity or haven't start, are just now starting. There's nothing wrong with starting locally. And I actually advise it, because if you start a community locally and you run into someone at the grocery store or at the bank, there's a bond there that you will feel in physical presence in addition to just online. And I strongly recommend you to try to find something you could be part of locally. Also, you're supporting and giving back to your community, which is, again, a way of repaying yourself and your loved ones who live in that community.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I agree. Not saying that they're underdogs, but I always like supporting the smaller.
Yeah.
Versus the bigger.
Yeah.
Because they need it the most.
You know? Yeah.
But yeah, there's many things you can do in your neighborhood. And get behind people, because people need your support, just like you need theirs. And I think that can go a long ways for people, you know?
Well, I think just, and you know, if someone's listening, don't know how many will be, but if someone's listening saying, I thought this was a grief show, you know, I thought this was going to help me deal with my grief. You know, this is a show about 15 ways to become a better person, but that does help you deal with your grief. And it's as we've learned and have said so many times, grief, dealing with your grief, you're never going to completely deal with it. You just got to learn how to manage it and navigate through it. And a lot of that is about connecting. And when you're connecting with people, the way you can connect more fruitfully and more efficiently is by, you know, by being a good person. You know, no one wants to be around someone who's not a good person. So by being a good person, you have a better chance of connecting, and that fulfills yourself and gives you more stability in life.
Yeah, these are the 15 ways to become a better person. So when you're grieving somebody or just going through a hard situation, breakup, divorce, change of home, change mm-hmm. of state, moving, whatever. All of these things are things that will make you happier, mm-hmm. I believe,
mm-hmm.
and are going to be beneficial to your life. So that's how it relates.
I want to ask you a quick side question.
Sure.
You just said, I actually forgot the phrase you said, but this popped in my head. Would you ever leave California?
Yes. And I actually want to. Been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really I'm mad at that. I've got like 4 or 5 spots.
Okay, I'm not going to, unless you want to.
No. Arizona.
Okay.
I've never been to North Carolina.
This is such a tangent, but we're going to go here for a minute. So yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Where else was there? There was Austin.
Are you just throwing a dart at the map? Or?
No. Okay. There was Austin. These are kind of the things that kind of been like possibilities. I don't think I could do the East Coast because it's too cold.
Okay.
But LA Memphis, boy. Nashville was in there a little bit, yeah. But I don't know because I've heard a couple things.
Okay.
But it was basically those three. And then the other one is possibly Europe.
Yes.
And those were like Italy, Portugal, maybe in France or somewhere.
Yes.
But Portugal was in there.
Good. I love that, man. All right.
Yeah. It's actually been a conversation for a while.
Good.
It's a high possibility, even in the summer. Next summer, to go to Europe.
Good. To live permanent or to like stay for 3 months?
To at least stay in Europe the summer, or something. But moving like here,
yeah.
Well, I want to move anyways.
Yeah.
I think I discussed this last show or the show before. Okay. I've been in the same spot for
you did a couple weeks ago.
Before Royal was born.
Yeah. Basically. 20 years.
I'm 21. 21, 22 years.
Yeah.
Since what, 98? So it's just, it's time.
It's time.
It's time, and it's I need new.
Yeah.
It's like I often drive home. I'm like, how many times have I driven through these gates, this driveway, coming through this door? It's just like, I just need something different, something new.
You're not going to get any complaints here. I think you should. I think at least for the summer, I think that would be an awesome thing.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I commend, at least Europe. I don't know about the rest of the world, but they take advantage of their summer vacations and respect it. And they usually try to travel. And here in the States, we don't do it as much as I feel we should. And if we do, it's usually still local. It's still within the America. Mm-hmm. It's still within the United States.
I don't know if there's any places here that I would... I wouldn't mind moving closer towards the east,
mm-hmm.
so it shortens the flight to Europe.
Okay.
But I don't know if there's any...
Interesting.
North Carolina was up in the joint, though.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I wouldn't have predicted that one.
No, I heard it was nice.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
But Papa T talked me out of a couple of them, so...
Okay. I'm not going to put him on blast and ask which one, so...
All right, where are we at?
We are at number 9.
Number 9. Always be polite.
Yes.
You want it?
Sure. How much effort does it take to say thank you or to hold the elevator door open for someone? Not much at all. However, these acts of kindness can make someone's day. I decided a few years ago that it doesn't matter if someone is ultra rude, condescending, or worse. The way someone else behaves is not going to determine my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to one we just had where it was be helpful. But I guess being polite is more focused on having good manners and just being respectful to other people.
This one is important, and this one I deal with a lot,
mm-hmm.
Especially being here in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to realize and understand you can't control other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the danger is it's easy to get caught up in that when someone's rude or, mm-hmm. or does something, it's easy to want to go back. You get off your game.
Yeah.
They get you off your game. And before you know it, you're just as bad as they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to stay strong and stay within yourself and be the person you want to be.
Yeah.
And I found myself kind of doing that here and there, you know, and that's something I've been trying to do and the thing is the people that are acting that way, what they really need is love.
Yeah.
So it's like, be that love that they need.
Yeah, I definitely think it's love, but I also think it's pressure. I think LA is a tough place to live. And I agree because I didn't live in Texas long.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little over a year and a half. But every time I'd come back, I noticed the people here in LA were way too...
Yeah, it's tough.
On a whole nother path. They were, you know, always late to things. The traffic. You know, the cost of living's more. So that pressure... And I think there's also, you know, a bit of I'm in L.A. where everyone wants the V vibe that goes on and that may lead to it. But it's a challenging thing. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to upset people, but I think you're right. I think it kind of can rub off on you.
And it also gives you a false perception of what life is really about.
And people love L.A. And I'm not mad at it. I mean,
I like L.A. Mm-hmm. I like it, but it's not. It's like watching a movie. It's not life. It's not. You go outside of LA, things are so different.
It is.
You know?
It is. And
you can get caught up in LA. You can easily get caught up in LA.
Which, if you're one of those listening who just believes I will always live here in LA, like I know Taj will, that's fine.
But let me ask you a question.
But you still got to travel.
But let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Will Taj always live in LA because it's LA, or will Taj always live in LA because LA is home?
Both. It's home. It's what he's comfortable with. It's what he knows. But it's also the weather. And it's the entertainment industry.
But if Taj was born in Arizona, do you think he'd want to move to LA?
I think it's 50-50. It's because the weather's nice and he is into Vegas. Film. Like Vegas he likes though. So I think Vegas. And in today's time where you can actually do things from anywhere,
mm-hmm.
that may change it. But Taj is old school. So he may feel like he has to be here
in LA
to do stuff, you know? So yeah, I could tell
I'm
you
off that page.
Yeah, I could tell you one thing. Taj isn't going anywhere. I think I will at least in 5 years be splitting time between Europe and somewhere here in the States. Yeah. I don't know if it's LA.
Where would you go in the States?
I have a list of 3. You could probably guess them. 3 as of now. You want to try to guess them? You can guess them. I talked about.
Would you do Texas again?
Yeah.
Texas is one then.
Okay, but where in Texas?
Definitely not Houston.
Okay.
I don't know Texas that well.
It's okay.
Like, am I supposed to say like Dallas? I think you would go to Austin maybe.
Austin's one of the three.
See?
Okay.
I think maybe the Nashville.
That's two of threes, Nashville. Good. Okay. And one more.
This one's hard. In the States?
In the States. And I'm going to give you another
you're
hint.
You're not a Vegas guy.
No.
You're not an Arizona guy.
No.
And this is going to be more.
Okay, it's another Texas.
It's not going to be. It is another Texas. Yeah. I was going to say, it's not going to be an East Coast thing.
Yeah, I knew you were going to think. It's Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
Okay. So Austin, Dallas, or Nashville.
Texas.
Yeah. But there's many great places. I'm just saying I needed a secondary reason to move to a spot. And for Austin, it's the music portion. It's big in music. And same with Nashville. And then Dallas, it's, Fran's family's 2 hours away. And then also it's just, we've been there and I love it. It's the vibe of Dallas I love. It's like that slower pace, but still modern and still new and tech heavy. And, you know, it's business centric. So Dallas would be another one.
Yeah.
So
Dallas is good. Dallas is really good. My friend moved to Dallas. Jason.
Oh, and he hasn't looked back.
Nope. I just saw him recently, by the way, too.
Yeah. Love Jason. Him. He's amazing.
Man. Yeah, he is. That's the one that travels.
He hasn't came back.
No.
You do your thing, Jason.
He's one that's like, there's no need to be here. Unless you're doing music and stuff, there's no need.
Yeah. We're going to get some slack from all this is LA Talk Radio.
Okay, that's all right. We're on topic.
All our listeners are upset at us, and some may be saying...
Some might be wanting to come to LA, and they might do some research and look at other areas.
You know what, though? I mean, like I said, like, there's people... It may be right for you, but there's... I don't... You know what I feel? I feel like a lot of times people from LA, they downplay other places.
And like it's not good enough.
Like it's not good enough. And I feel that a lot of people who weren't born in L.A. come here and really enjoy it, which is cool.
Because come here to stay or come here to visit?
Come here to both. Well, we know when they visit, it's obviously amazing.
Well, it depends where you're coming from. If you're coming from a town where it's very slow and there's nothing to do and nowhere to go, some people like that and some people need a change of pace.
My personality type, as long as there's a theater... As long as there's, some entertainment. Not only need a lot. A major sports team would be great.
See, but there's certain people that have places. They live in places where that's not there.
Yeah, I don't know. The world's getting smaller. You can go anywhere, wherever you need to.
I mean, people are having theaters in their homes now.
There you go.
All right.
So we're already on number 10. We're on number 10, right?
We are on 10.
You go ahead and do this one, Terrell.
Tiffany Mason has five excellent reasons on Lifehack why you should be yourself. And that is exactly what number 10 is, be yourself. These include being able to align yourself with your values and beliefs, establish your identity, build courage, create boundaries, and find focus and direction.
Mm. Yeah, it's great. I was going to say something, but I don't want to because I don't want it to be interpreted wrong. But
now we want to hear it.
Okay. Well... I just think it's important to be yourself and be comfortable with wherever you are. I have a tendency to think 98% of the people are brought up with good values and good ethics and taught to share. They teach it in school. You know, you teach it at home. So all your core values should be, for the most part, strong. Obviously, not everyone, but the majority of people. And then there's also life throws curveballs at you. And, you trip up sometimes and you go through, personality changes and things where you can have some missteps in terms of character. Okay. But part of me feels that you kind of have to be you. And if you can be open to other people's perspectives and other people's feedback, you'll always revert back to the core you. And that is huge because you can't achieve great things if you're not centered within yourself.
Yes.
And you can't
be grounded.
You can't even really deal with things if you're not centered with yourself, because you will feel an off balanceness that doesn't help you deal with life's obstacles and life's trips,
Yes.
So, be yourself is important. And I want to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I asked you last week who are my favorite three authors.
They changed.
No. You asked me. I think, who were my favorite three offers. Do you not remember? It was on the show, right? Right. Yeah. And I said Robert Greene. I said Ryan Holiday. And I said I'd probably have to go with Malcolm Gladwell third. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ryan Holiday reached out to me.
Really?
Yeah. And he's coming out with a new book called Stillness is the Key. And he asked if I wanted to read it in advance. Don't know why, but I'm actually eager to do so. Because he is my favorite modern author. And he's the author of Ego is the Enemy and Obstacle is the Way. And this Stillness is the Key. It's a little bit of a tangent again, but it's the third of a trilogy. And okay. I strongly recommend to everyone listening to read those three books. Because I think it will help reframe yourself as a person and help you deal with any obstacle that's in your way, help you deal with ego. And it will, and I'm assuming and reading from some clips of what this new book is, teaching you the importance of being still and being in the moment.
Say the three books again.
Obstacle is the Way, Ego is the Enemy, and Stillness is the Key. Stillness is the Key comes out next month, and he feels that Stillness is the Key is his favorite out of all and the most important.
Okay.
But I kid you not, Ego is the Enemy is definitely a pillar of mine that I would always suggest for someone to read. So I'm excited. I have not finished Obstacles the Way. I read like 10 books at a time. I'm in it, and it's great, of course. But Stillness is the Key, I will read.
So quick. Were those in order?
Those were in order.
So Ego.
Obstacle first.
Obstacle. So you read the second one before reading the first one.
Because I actually was reading many different books, and Ego is the Enemy is the book that brought me to Ryan Holiday. Okay. And then when I did research on him, and
you found the first one.
I found his whole library. He's got some serious books that are great. You know, one's about manipulating the media and how that happens so easily in today's time, which is very strong, truthful, and what we are experiencing. Mm-hmm. But this is a book I think is about 8 years old, 7 years old, and he's talking about how he just manipulates media and how the world just eats into it. And then he has a couple other ones. One's called Perennial Seller, and he has the Daily Stoic, but he's just a strong mind who believes in reading.
How do you spell his name again, though?
Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y.
There you go.
Yeah. Are we going to save the last five for the last show?
Or we can go through.
You want to just go through them?
Yes.
Let's keep it going, yeah. You guys will just have to pick up something else for next week.
Number
11.
We're 11. Be open to change.
Mm-hmm.
Whether trying a new restaurant, traveling to an unknown part of the world, or doing something that has always scared you, you should always be open to change. This allows you to grow because you experience something new. It helps you be high-functioning and self-confident if you are not wary of change.
Perhaps the most important yet, in my opinion. I shouldn't say important. Perhaps the most interesting. Because I think change is crucial. And I think our society has kind of labeled change, or the way most of us deal with change, is in a negative, immediate negative reaction. We like to be comfortable. We like set things. We like to have our routine.
Comfort.
We like comfort, which is natural, which is understandable. But change is how you grow. And if you're willing to step outside the box, if you're willing to move, if you're willing to try a different job, if you're willing to try on a pair of clothing that you would never wear, and embrace it with 100%, you know, solidity and effort, that is how you expand who you are as a person. And that's how, in my opinion, you enjoy life.
Right.
Saying that, I have no interest of really trying certain foods. I need to, but I just don't have that interest. Maybe one day. That's getting better, though. Getting better. I tried cauliflower.
Not your favorite, huh?
No, but I tried it, and I'm not mad at it. You know, and I try to eat a bit of broccoli. I try to just,
Have you tried barbecue cauliflower?
No, I haven't. That sounds good, though.
Yeah, that one you might like.
Really?
Yeah, because it has the sauce and stuff, so it's like an alternative to like drumettes or something.
Hey, don't say drumettes, man. I'm on a diet, and that sounds amazing.
That's where they are right now, my family.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So good.
You know what? Wait. Oh, no. I was going to give a shout out to the restaurant, but your family's there. But at the end, I think we need to, because that restaurant deserves a shout out.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
We are at number 12, which is be respectful. How would you feel, right? Number 12.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you had just cleaned your home and someone came in and tracked mud everywhere?
Upset.
you'd probably be a little ticked, mm-hmm. and they hadn't take off their shoes. Mm-hmm. Take this mentality and apply it to everyday life. For example, don't toss your trash or cigarette butts on the floor of public restrooms or sidewalks just because someone else will clean it up. Mm-hmm. Be respectful of others' time, thoughts, ideas, lifestyles, feelings, work, and everything else. You don't have to agree with any of it, but people have a right to their opinions, and yours is not necessarily correct.
Yes. This is now the most important.
Really?
At least of today. Nah. Yeah. Yeah. You got to be respectful, man. And I think that's something that's we're missing in today's world. There's a lack of respect that the tendency seems to be growing more and more of lacking of respect. And not just people, but places, tradition, history, real history. But you have to respect. If you can, and this is a part of, I think, something I learned in Ego's the Enemy, or something that made an impact. If you can respect things, it kind of puts you in a perspective of being humble and of being, you know, more level. Mm. So you have to respect other people's properties, values, ideas, everything. It's important. Mm. And by doing that, you do become a better person. And I think when we say the word respect, a lot of people just think it's, you know, just having good manners or something like that, or saying hi to an elderly person and respecting them. There's so much you could do in terms of respect. So respect everything you can.
And you got to also be aware that your way isn't always the right way. No. There's different thoughts and ideas, like they say. And you have to be willing to accept and respect people's positions on things.
Absolutely.
Which isn't always easy.
Mm-hmm. What was that noise?
I have no idea. Which isn't always easy, but mm-hmm. it's necessary. And you have to realize that your way isn't always the right way or yeah. the only way.
Very true. Very
true. All right.
13.
Don't show up empty handed.
Yeah.
Go 14.
Going to a party this weekend at your friend's apartment, make sure you don't arrive empty handed. Even if you've been assured that there will be plenty of food and drink, bring along a little something to show you appreciate being invited. I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at this. Terrible. And just terrible. And it's not like I...
You know, I don't think we went out a lot. Because I'm...
You're equally
I'm just
bad.
As bad.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. I'm okay. The problem is I don't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
And... I don't know. The places I do go, usually, like 9 out of 10 times, are places where it's like home.
I'm trying to get better, but I'm still terrible. But in the past, this was completely absent. And I think it was a lot with how we were brought up. Not because we were taught to not be respectful. Not that. It's just I always think when we went somewhere, it was like, we're just going to stop and say hi, and then we're going to leave. It was always like quick. Or it was like... you know, if it was with certain people at a party event, we'd go through like back doors and stuff.
It's really bad. So I gotta admit, it's really bad.
It wasn't the same kind of thing, but I don't know. I don't like.
It's not actually really good, and I'm looking at it, and it's pretty bad, embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And Brianna's actually really good at mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Really good.
I bet.
And she always thinks of that and does stuff. Like even Auntie Janet's concert, she got Issa. Something.
Yeah.
And it made me feel happy, like, ooh, thank you. Like cover, you know? But at the same time I'm like, why don't I think like that? Like why am I not, you know? And it happens a lot. Like even going to like anywhere, Auntie Lourdes is like bringing a dessert. Like you just I don't know what that is with us. I think we missed a couple chapters in that. But it's not a good look.
It's not
so
a good
I gotta work on that myself.
No, we gotta work. I gotta do better at that too. You're not, I mean,
it's not a good look.
I
think we just missed it. I think we just missed that chapter.
We did.
Either that or it was always handled for us. So we didn't have to worry about it.
Probably both. I think, you know, we just missed that chapter. I think it was a combination of things. When events like that, things were handled for us and our family. Yeah. And then also we got in and got out, or we went last minute. You know, there's a lot of things, variables, but it's something that you and I can.
No, I'm definitely thinking about it. I definitely am guilty of missing a few chapters.
Yeah.
Things that I should.
And that's normal. And you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And
a lot has to do with mom passing, I think.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Those are, at least for me, was a 19. Those are
years big, when you do
yeah,
that.
Those
when
are
you learn
big
that.
Years where you learn those things.
Yeah.
Especially you, yes. You know?
Just turned 16. I was not at 15 thinking about
no,
bringing
those are,
a bottle
those are
of wine to a party.
Those kind of things. And I don't think we ever just.
Good point, Gerald. Good point.
Know?
Okay. So
we learned how to put some reverb on some vocals and
yeah.
How to comp. But
so we get an buy. We get an excuse.
Somewhat. We get a somewhat buy.
Okay.
Because we got to fix that. All right.
Number 14. 14. And you know I love this one. Educate yourself. If you don't understand why one country is invading another, take the time to educate yourself on the current event. Ask a person intimately connected with the event for his or her thoughts. Remember, we're all interconnected, and being aware of different cultures, different people, and what their lives are like can make you a more well-rounded individual. This will also help you understand points of view different from your own. And again, we always talk about this. We talked about it earlier, the importance of traveling and seeing other perspectives. And I want to say one thing. If you are going to try to understand why one country is invading another, you have to take your time to see both sides. And I don't want to get political or, you know, because I'm not a big political person, but I watch CNN, but I also watch Fox News. And I try to watch both to see how, and it, by the way, they couldn't be any further apart and different.
Give a preference?
Because
I don't watch any news. That's
my preference is definitely CNN, but
I watch ESPN news.
But everything that I see that I feel is learned, I will make sure I'm seeing the other side because I don't trust any media.
Yeah, I don't like all that.
You know, and I believe in making sure you hear all sides before you come to a judgment. And not to bring it up, but I guess we're going to. That's why, I mean, there's other reasons, but that's why I get so upset why that film is being nominated for Emmys.
Yeah.
When that goes against complete every single documentary or journalist standard. And I'm not even in journalism school, but you're supposed to see all sides of a story before you make a conclusion. And that's just a whole nother tangent. But okay. So
and we apologize if you're hearing some, I guess they're doing some construction in the other room.
Yeah. That's
what that noise is.
Yeah.
Not sure if the mics are picking it up, but
I would possibly. Think they are. Number 15.
All right. Number 15. Here we go. Surprise people. How good does it feel to make someone smile? It feels pretty good, right?
Yeah, it does.
Surprise your loved ones or coworkers now and then with a gift, a night out of town, or by offering help when you know they could see when they
when you know
or
they
by
could
offering
use it.
Help when you know they could use it. Yeah. There you go. Becoming a better person doesn't happen overnight, but it is possible. Believe in yourself and know that it is possible. There you go.
Yeah, and there's the
construction.
The construction. But we're about to close, but this is, again, something that I think we've done a decent job of, at least later in our life as things have slowed down. Not really surprising people, but trying to make people smile and trying to make people's lives more fruitful.
Yeah.
But surprising is one of the best ways to really impact someone's life because when they're not expecting something of, you know, something you're going to do that's nice, it really catches them by surprise and really kind of doubles the impact.
Yeah. Well, so. you gotta, I've been through a lot in my 44 years.
Yes. Talk to us.
I think the best thing to do is just to follow your heart at this point.
Yeah.
In my life, I think you got to follow your heart. And I believe everybody's good.
Yeah.
For the most part, I would say. Everybody's got their own issues that they got to work on. But if you're trying to make yourself a better person, which I hope you are, and we all can improve, do it and follow your heart. If you want to do something for somebody, do it.
Yeah.
And don't think twice about it. You know, life is too short and don't beat yourself up.
That's a big one, Charles. Yeah. Say it again.
Don't beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time. It's terrible. But take it easy on yourself and give yourself a little slack because we're all trying to get better. And it's not an easy world, easy life, and things get complicated. But just do the best you can and learn.
Yeah.
I think that's in there too. Learn, well, different kind of education, but just learn from your past and just try to get better, try to improve. And I think if you do all those things, I think you'll be happy with the results.
Very well said. I just now looked at our Twitter feed. I apologize to all the people, but something I do want to mention. Thank you, Toria, for talking about the quote that I was trying to recall. Okay. From the Dalai Lama. When you talk, you are only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. Okay. So that's the importance of listening. And then I do want to share one thing from Nicola McGowan, who says, I've been taking notes on all that you're listing. I think since I moved from Ireland to New York, I shouldn't have a fear to move again. I think going forward, I will try all that you listed to be to be better within myself and be more happier. Yeah. So those are two great tweets. I apologize for everyone else who tweeted us. I got sidetracked.
I don't even know if we got a phone call or not because I kind of wasn't we were talking. Paying attention.
But we're going to post the whole article of 15 ways to become a better person. And again, even if you're dealing, this is a loss and inspirational and grief show, but becoming a better person will make you a better, more stable person and more connected person, which is a huge component of dealing with loss and grief. Mm-hmm. So make sure you really accept these principles, grow from them, learn from them, be honest with yourself. If you're not good at any, as we were, mention it, say it, and then try to do better.
Well said, T. All right. Well, that wraps up our show for today. And we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Have a good one.
Adios.
Take care.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.